realms of Senith.
There's these two statues, and this kind of marks territory that Tia does not know at all. She's seen this area from a distance, but she's not been here.
Now, are these statues religion-based?
Let's see. It would be history.
History? Okay.
Yes.
I'm not very smart, but I can try to figure these statues out.
You're the smartest person I know, says Kaiser.
Well,
don't be so hard on yourself, Akara.
I pat him on the head gently and I say, oh, thank you.
Even a broken clock is right twice a day.
So are you going to try to... Oh, you are.
Yes, so it's 16 just straight up.
This is a monument, an ancient monument to a dwarf lord called Cecil.
Okay.
It's Cecil, and he was like an ancient king, one of the last of Moradville before it became Moradville.
So, you guys, this is from a dwarf lord named Cecil.
Am I familiar with Cecil?
Probably not. Well, I mean, like with a history check or something, you could be. But you're not going to have additional information on him than Rikara, if that's where you're getting at.
Yeah, I was just curious if in all the information that the Onyx Elves have accumulated, if they knew about the ancient dwarven lords of... What was Bainder called before it was Bainder?
Arsenal knows that.
Arsenal knew it as Maztrak Altera.
You just have that ready to go, huh?
I have it written down on my character sheet.
Maztrak Altera. And considering that my intelligence is -1, I'm not going to worry about spelling that correctly.
As for whether or not Arsenal would have known Cecil, I don't entirely... I'm not sure about that. Or
well,
was
I rolled a 9.
Was...
I got a 9 on history, so I'm guessing he was asleep.
All right, fair enough.
So I'm guessing it's been a minute since anybody's been up here. If, you know, Cecil's the first thing we're seeing once things start getting unfamiliar.
Okay, roll a survival check. Tia, and only Tia at the moment.
This is mountainous terrain, right? So it's an advantage?
I believe so.
Oh, crap. I forgot you need dice for this game.
We're ready. We promise.
When I use the dice, are you guys able to see what I roll?
I am, yeah.
Okay,
I think
good.
We are.
Okay, good.
It pops up on the screen for like a second.
Yeah. Arsenal and Rikara, go ahead and roll perceptions while we're waiting on Tia's survival.
21 for survival, just so you know.
17.
Arsenal gets a 7 for perception.
17 and 7?
Yep.
As you're inspecting these statues here and talking about King Cecil, Tia being like, oh, yeah, I do remember hearing about him, you know. You realize that there's something inside this cave over here that is probably a bear, but a large bear.
Would I know enough about bears to have a guess as to whether we should just creep on past carefully and not bother the bear, you know, don't poke the bear, or should we, like... take care of the quote-unquote problem before proceeding.
So all of you rolled pretty high on perception. I would say that you're, by the tracks that you find nearby, you're pretty certain this is a dire bear, not your average cave bear.
Is he hibernating?
You don't think so, because you could kind of hear something moving around and make a low growl. With your rolls and everything, you can do like a knowledge nature.
Let me see. 10. Just straight up 10.
T and Arsenal, you're also welcome to make these rolls.
I rolled a natural 20, but that makes it a 19.
Arsenal gets a 15.
This dire bear is a CR7. It will have about, let me look it up here, 125 hit points, and its AC will be 16.
Ooh.
Wow.
Well then.
And we're what, CR4?
I think you are, yeah. So it's going to be kind of... I think they would categorize this as something of a deadly fight, but that just means that somebody might get knocked out. Not necessarily that you'll lose the fight.
Is there anything particularly, what's the word, like, tempting about, like, if it was something that had tusks, we could, you know, harvest ivory or whatever. Is there anything about a dire bear that we would want to collect, or should we just not poke the dire bear? Oh, we said it was growling, though, so it already knows we're here.
It's possible it knows you're here, but you're not seeing it. And it was growling from inside the cave.
I'm still leaning toward let's sneak past unless there's some reason we need to provoke it. Because, I mean, we just got here. Let's not be the first thing we do be die, you know?
I would agree.
I'm going to eat gone past. Uh-oh. I rolled the opposite of a natural 20.
Do you have advantage for being in mountainous terrain?
Oh, yeah. I think we determined that last time that we did, which for Arsenal is just not disadvantage. Okay, so now I have a 13 for stealth. Oh, wait, no, 14, because it's a 5, not a 4.
Arsenal gets an 11 for stealth.
Oh, I should probably roll for Cecil. Cecil gets a 17. What a beast.
You mean Caesar?
Kaiser, yeah.
I'm not going to call him Kaiser. I'm not ancient enough.
Yeah, Caesar then. I mean, so he moved to here, hiding in the little bushes.
Does he like pizza?
I want pizza now.
Mushroom pizza?
Well, that's just cannibalism.
What's his speed? He didn't move very far.
Well, he was stealth, so he only had half speed.
I see. I rolled a 12, but I think I added 2 to that, so 14, I think.
Okay. Because, yeah, he crossed. Oh, actually, he might get one more.
Yeah, my speed is 35.
So I think I can only go about here because my speed is 40. So that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, am I not in the square properly?
Okay, unfortunately, somebody had under 16, right?
Probably Arsenal.
I
only had 14.
Oh, shoot. I had 12. I mean, 14. I had 14 as well.
You hear rustling, and the bear comes out and looks and sees all of you. So you're rolling initiative. Let me add everybody to the thing. Boop. You can reset your hit points or whatever.
Oh, yay. I rolled a nat 20 plus 2, so it makes it 22.
I do
a
24.
Okay. Arsenal got a 7.
Yeah. Lucky number 7. That sucks.
All right, Tia, you're acting first. Why is this all weird, though? We're not on round 30-something.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I mean, I guess we could count since we've ever started playing, but... But in any case, Tia, you're up first.
Does he look angry or hungry?
He looks hangry.
Should I waste an action throwing stick at him? Sure, why not? I take out some food and I throw it at him. Do I have to roll an attack for that?
Just attack sure. him with food.
What do you say, Arsenal?
Just attack him with food.
I am sharing. Sharing is caring. I learned that from the carrier, not dire bears.
All right.
What do I add to it?
You're not proficient with steak, so just your dexterity.
Okay, so that is... I don't know why I can't do math, but it's 5 plus 8. That's 18.
Okay, that hits.
Goes right in his mouth, and he's like...
He chokes on it.
That was meant to be beastly chewing. My bad.
Oh, no, no. Just, I was answering that it went into his mouth.
Proficient with catching steak, so he's fine.
Yeah, yeah. So are you trying to damage him? Is that what's going on?
I'm trying to satisfy his hunger, make him less angry, pacify him.
Well, I mean, he's not like a domesticated bear where like, I mean, bears aren't even domesticated animals, really.
I mean, he's doing tricks, dangerous. Though.
Yeah, I mean, you could talk to the machine about that, I guess. Yeah, I don't think he cares so much about the food as compared to people are in his territory.
Okay, well, I mean, maybe I bought people a few seconds to get into position, but it's okay. I wasted action on that, but I still have that dread ambusher thing, so...
Well, roll on animal handling. We'll see if, like, he pauses for a turn or something, gets distracted by the food. We'll have to roll an insight on him.
I've rolled a 10 total.
No, I mean, Tia...
Sorry.
I think that's plus 2. That's 15.
Okay. So he is distracted by your food, but he is not... You did not just tame the bear. You're pretty sure it's still going to attack.
I don't know if you've noticed, but she really fancies herself an animal whisperer over here. She's like, didn't work with the mice. I gotta keep trying.
Do you have, like, spells to do that?
No, I only have speak with animals.
Okay.
So he can very articulately profess his hatred of me, but that would require an action, so no.
Okay, anything else on your turn?
I guess, you know what? I'm gonna do the thing that I just got. We got a free feed or whatever, and I got the dual wielder thing. I'm gonna draw my two blades and go after him. Well, hold on, let me measure that first. Yeah, I go after him with two rapiers.
Okay, but you used your action, just so you know.
I did, but I still have that ambusher attack plus a bonus. Okay, so for the ambush attack, I think that's 22?
Oh, yeah. So you see 16.
Oh, and then the second one is 16, 11 plus 5. You know, I'm going to use on-screen dice for this because it's just too many. I think I only add my bonus damage to the one, though. So that'd be 12 damage total.
Okay. Is that your turn then?
Yeah.
Okay, you going to put a saddle on him next round? Akara, it's your turn.
Don't give me ideas. If I only had a saddle on me. I use my blanket.
11. 15 total.
15 is a miss.
Okay, darn it. Because I was going to try to shoot him with my bow. Let's see. Could I try for a kensai shot?
I think you have to hit. I think we figured out that you have to hit with the bow before a kensai shot activates.
Got you. Okay. Okay. Then I suppose it's my turn.
Okay. All right. Cecil says, you almost had him.
He's our cheerleader. I love it.
I know. Me too.
All right. Let's see. What can he do?
Does he really only have 15 hit points?
Yeah. Oh, he hits.
Nice.
How much did he hit for? 8 damage. Does he get multi-attack? No. Dang.
That'd be awesome. He just suddenly, like, hulks out. He's like, good job, guys. You're the best. And then he's like, rah!
Takes one level in barbarian.
I think it's Arsenal.
Arsenal will charge forward and go for a booming bonk. That's a 23 to hit.
Yeah.
It will take 10 bludgeoning damage, and it is sheathed in booming energy. That is Arsenal's turn.
Its turn. So it's like throwing has to take an action to get the stake out of its mouth. So what can it do for a bonus action?
Swallow.
Yeah. It doesn't have bonus actions. Lame. Okay, I guess it's Tia, you're up.
I pet him with my rapier a little bit. You're so silky and pretty. And then I stab him. Oof. So I have a 17 and a natural 1.
Well, I think you can guess which one misses.
The first one. Just kidding. So 7 damage.
Okay. Do you have more?
That was action and bonus action and... no, I'm good. I'll stay here.
All right, so I'm going to move 35 feet up to him. I'm going to... would it be an action to put away my bow?
It would not be, but are you trying to get something else out?
Yeah, I want to get my longsword out because I'm closer to him, plus I get a +2 with melee.
It might be better to drop your bow so you can pull out your longsword. I'll let you decide where your bow is.
I'd like my bow to be right here.
Okay.
18 total.
18's a hit.
Because you add attack bonus at initiative, or not initiative, but when you go to attack, right? When you do D20?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So that would be a 1D8, 5-6 damage, and then can I punch him?
Yeah, I think you have a choice between your unarmed strike or a key, if you want to burn your key on him.
Harness mystic energy, short rest, 30 minutes each time. Okay, so the key is...
I think the difference is between attacking him one more time or two more times.
Okay, I just want to attack him one more time.
All right, so you don't have to use your key for that, just your unarmed strike.
Okay, all right, 17, I believe.
Still a hit.
All right, another 1d8, I do believe. So 3, another 3 damage, so 9 total damage.
I think it's a d4, actually.
Oh, is it a D4? Okay, let me...
Just for future reference. It might be something to look up, though, but I don't know what it is.
3.
So, okay. I'll take off 2 more damage.
Yeah.
All right. If that's your turn, let's do Kaiser, Cecil, Caesar, Pixie Cap. Yeah.
He's little Caesar now.
He's little Caesar. Arsenal, go ahead.
Boom bonk again. It's a 19 to hit for 9 bludgeoning damage, and that is Arsenal's turn.
The bear, without steak in its mouth, why is Tia just carrying steak around?
He carries everything around.
Okay.
Would you like a spoon?
She probably looted it, knowing her.
It's like an old steak or something?
I didn't say it was fresh. I mean, doesn't matter.
That explains why this happened then, much better than just a steak. It's like a rotten steak that you threw in its mouth, so it's been gagging.
It was good enough for the kobolds.
Probably when it was fresh. All right, so this guy gets a lot of attacks because he is a beast. We have...
And even angrier now.
Yeah, now that he's been gagging on... See, I thought you were trying to, like, tame him, not, like, choke him out.
I mean, I was, but you have to understand that hoarders don't have the most reliable perception of what is good food.
Oh, Mrs. Vicara.
Oh, yes. Thank goodness.
Oh, another swing at Rikara. That one's a hit, though.
Oh, no.
Did I make a bite? Oh, I hit with a claw this time. All right, 10 damage to Rikara just now.
Okay.
And with his claw. Oh, actually, he's going to try and swipe at you again with a claw because he gets, like, an amazing bonus. Does 14 hit you?
No, because I am 16 with my melee.
Oh, you're lucky. You're about to take, like, a fireball.
Oh, thank
fireball
goodness.
Damage.
I knew it. That's why I dropped my bow.
And ran to him?
She apparently has more armor when she's meleeing.
Yeah, seems so.
So he's going to fireball her with his bad breath? Is that what he was going to do? Like, I didn't know.
No, I just meant like a lot of dice were about to drop.
A lot of damage.
Phil Swift would be proud.
Whoa, I rolled 2 17s. What do I add to it? 5. So that's 22 and 22.
These are hits.
They were already hits, but I needed the math. What did that say? I clicked something and I didn't see what it said.
I didn't see it either. I think it was a 5. There should be a history in your dice. Like, it looks like a magnifying glass. Oh, that's a history of what you rolled, not like your history. I'm pretty sure it was a 5, though.
Okay, we'll go with that. And that one's 4. I add 3 to each of them. So that's, what, 15?
Oh, you get to add damage to your offhand?
Yeah, because I have the 2-weapon fighting style and 2 rapiers.
Well, let's add that, because you didn't add the damage on your first attack thing.
The reason why was because I used my action to throw meat, so I only had that, that ambush attack, which is just a D8. Like, as far as I understand, you do a straight D8. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong about that, but that was how I was interpreting it, is it's a D8 of damage.
Okay, well, is that your turn?
Yeah, what did I say, 15 damage?
Yeah, I think I took it off already, because he's yellow now.
And he's all yellow.
Rikara.
All right, so I'm going to try to keep slashing.
The Dread Ambusher attack says nothing about not adding your ability score bonus to it. Just says it's a normal attack plus 1d8. Not her offhand, but her main hand Dread Ambusher attack that she did on her first turn.
Oh, crap.
I don't think 11 hits him, right?
No.
Darn. Okay.
So the wording, which I copied directly from the book, is if you take the attack action on that turn, which I was, I mean, maybe I'm flubbing a little bit, but I threw a stake at him with an attack, so attack action, right? Make one additional weapon attack as part of that action. If the attack hits, the target takes an additional 1d8 of the weapon's damage type. So I thought it was just 1d8, you know, damage.
No, it's an extra on top of whatever else you would normally add. That's how BG3 interprets it as well. I know that for a fact. Normal weapon damage plus 1d8.
Yeah, I think that's how it's being read too.
Okay, well then, you know, add 3.
Did you do your second attack yet, Rikara? Sorry that we kind of cut into your turn here.
I rolled a 2, so that ain't gonna work.
Okay. If that's your turn?
Yep, that's it for me.
Arsenal.
Is Little Caesar gonna do something?
Yeah, I'm rolling him now.
Okay.
No, he hits for 8 damage.
Caesar's a beast.
Arsenal rolls an 18 to hit. That is 12 bludgeoning damage, and that is his turn.
Arsenal gets to take the bite. Let me pull him up. I forgot to do that. 17 is a miss, I think, right?
On Arsenal, yes.
Okay. All right, who takes a claw? Looks like Kaiser.
Uh-oh.
15, no. I think, is a miss. Nope, that's a hit. Gonna take 2 hits.
Oof. Right, that's Kaiser. Definitely a fireball.
Yeah, he is off the board.
He's not dead, right?
He's knocked out.
Okay.
So everybody, including the Dire Bear, need to make constitution saving throws.
Oh, I see what no. You're doing.
We're going to have to train him not to melee with us.
Arsenal gets a 21.
Okay, you're good.
I got a 19 total.
You're good.
I can't math. 13 plus 2 is 15.
You're also good. However, the bear just barely made it, actually. Okay. All right, so no one's affected by the spore cloud that comes out of Kaiser as he goes down. Tia, it's your turn.
We're soon going to become immune to that spore cloud from exposure. 2 stabby stab. So it might only be 1, because I got a 16 and a 15.
16 is a hit.
That's 10 damage.
Is that your turn?
Yep.
Rikara.
I didn't mean to do 2. Okay, 10. 14.
Is a miss.
All right, one more time. 16.
If that's a 16, that's a hit.
And then, so 7, 8, 9 damage. That's my turn.
Kaiser, death saving throw. A fail. Arsenal.
Arsenal attempts a bonk for... It's a 22 to hit. It's 9 bludgeoning damage. Arsenal is going to action search and make another attack. Oh, that's a 3rd to hit, so that's a miss. That is Arsenal's turn.
1, 2, 3. That's for Kara. 25 is definitely a hit.
Yeah.
You take another 11 damage.
Holy smokes.
All right, who's going to take the claws? That's a reroll. Arsenal. Bloop, bloop. Wish this worked a little better. 24, I believe, is a hit.
Definitely.
10 is not. So 16 damage to Arsenal. Tia. All
right, so 24 and 18 to hit, which is 2 hits, correct?
Yep. So that is going to kill it.
Yeah, because that's like 17 damage.
Yeah.
Good night, bear. I'm going to steal your teeth.
All right, so she climbs over. Sorry?
And take his teeth and make a necklace.
Well, you could probably take his hide, too.
Oh, yes. I need a better blanket.
Make a whole coat out of him.
That's true. I'm going to start wearing him as a cloak.
Is there anything I can do to help Kaiser?
You have a potion.
Oh, I do. Okay. Can I go over there and give it to him and then go get my bow?
Yeah.
Okay. Go over there. Use the potion. What do I got to do to roll for the potion? Or is just...
I think it's just 2d4.
Okay, 2d4.
Plus 2.
So 9.
That's pretty good.
Uh-huh. Not too shabby. I'm glad you're alive. And I go pick up my bow.
I put a little bow on there for you.
Yeah, I saw that. That's cute.
Thank you.
Made it much bigger. Sorry.
You're fine.
All right, there's a cave ahead. You don't find much just looking in from here. Kaiser runs in, though. He's like, don't worry. I read that I'm supposed to be the looter.
Mushroom, man. Don't take all of my stuff.
Comes running towards the entrance and runs into Arsenal. Poof. Falls down, drops a hatchet, a bunch of gems, and like a goblin scimitar.
Mine.
Of them.
Tia, you just run over there and start picking up all the things he had.
Okay, talk about these sticky fingers of yours.
I wasn't stealing it. I don't have sticky fingers. I thought I was supposed to loot. I'm not supposed to be here fighting, am I? I don't know.
Just giving you a hard time, man. You did good. You're a beast. Pat him on his squishy little head. You'll notice that my fingers are kind of sticky.
There's not much else here. Those gems are pretty shiny.
Oh, gems. I didn't see those.
This place looks kind of cool. Are these mushrooms that are glowing?
Yeah.
Are these your cousins?
No, they're not my cousins.
So we can eat them?
Sure.
Do you eat them?
No.
Do you eat bear?
No.
I
eat wood.
Oh.
I thought he ate people. This whole time I thought he ate people. That was just because he was supposed to be scary, huh?
Yeah, we were told to say that.
I'm like, I thought he was going to eat my feet.
Says, well, okay, so I'll show you. Here's some bones, okay? I looked at these. I decided they're not worth anything. Look at them. They're just, like, mostly calcium. The hatchet was over here. There's also, I forgot this compass. Do you want the compass?
Yes. It'll help me mountain traversing.
It's a really nice compass. I don't know. It looks like there's a crate here. And it got blowed up, probably by the bear. And then over here is, how do you say, bear food.
I want to harvest some mushrooms and some bear food. So next time we encounter a bear, I have something that it actually wants to eat.
You don't want to dig through that. I could do that.
And maybe I'll look at the bones, see if there's any cool ones that I can, like, make something out of.
Well, there's a scorpion here.
Scorpion? Like the skeleton or alive?
The skeleton, as you're looking at it, looks like it was also a dire scorpion, and it had a fight with the dire bear. The dire bear won.
Dude, I could, like, live here. It's pretty cool.
He comes back out. He's suspiciously slurping on something. He goes, all right, so where to next?
What did you eat, and why aren't you sharing?
Bear food.
You are not a bear.
Or is he?
No, but...
He's a shapeshifter. So is there anything special about the compass or the hatchet or the gems or any of the stuff he just keeps throwing at us to distract us from the fact that he wants the bear food?
Now I'm curious because he was eating bear food. He says he eats mushroom. He says he eats wood. But I would think that if he really was a bear, a shapeshifter, he would have shapeshifted when we were attacking the bear, right?
Yeah, you would imagine so. You're pretty sure he's a mushroom. He's a fungus. So, like, he would probably actually eat dead things.
Oh, okay. Kind of like, kind of like vultures, what vultures do. Okay.
Yeah, except for, like, fungus.
Got it.
So looking at the gems and the hatchet, that's a dwarven hatchet that he just brought you. So it's not from this area. Probably was from some kind of a vault or a burial chamber. Something ancient. That's where you would place it anyways, is something that was buried with, like, a important person.
Maybe Cecil.
That's a good guess.
Cecil's axe is what I'm going to write on the handle.
It does seem magical.
Is it magical? Well, magical dwarven burial axe. What about the compass? Is that magical?
Do you think it might have some kind of enchantment to it?
I put it in my backpack. These mushrooms look dangerous. Can we take some? I mean, I'm assuming they don't glow once you take them, but, like, maybe we can eat them or make them into potions or lotions or, I don't know, something.
They, in fact, do glow when you pick them. These are not from the mountainous area. These are probably from the Underdark.
I'm going to take these back to my village because, you know, what else is probably from the Underdark? Not the Onyx Elves, are they?
No.
But maybe they know something. Alright, cool. Unless there's anything else that looks interesting in this lopsided ball sack cave, I think I'm good.
Lopsided ball sack. That's exactly... Oh my god. Alright, Cecil leaves.
He doesn't want to be associated with the ball sack.
Yeah,
whoa,
delete.
The cave just left. Never had a cave abandon me before.
That's what we like to call collapsing.
Right, prolapsed ball sack.
Caesar starts going down the trail again, then he stops and runs back and says, oh yeah, I also found this note.
Oh yeah, almost forgot. What's the note say?
It looks like an inventory of things that were being looted.
Did he write it?
No, he didn't write them. He says that he found it in there. And it looks like just stuff that was being stolen from the area and probably being taken somewhere else. It's written in Undercommon.
You know what? I figured it out. I'm an investigator. Remember that sneaky, slimy little Drew who stole my mice? I bet he's from the Underdark, and he steals stuff.
So the bear's in cahoots with him?
Obviously. The mushroom's questioning my investigative capabilities. Is that what's happening?
No, I mean, I just don't understand how a crate would be, you know, like, would the bear put the things in a crate?
Maybe. The bear's just the guard dog.
Yeah, but the crate was broken.
Did you break it?
No, the bear broke. I am not rambunctious.
Maybe the bear was a shapeshifter.
No, it would have, like Ricara pointed out, it would have changed.
Does he have the highest intelligence here? Is that what's happening? I feel slightly incompetent next to this mushroom.
No, this mushroom has 5 intelligence.
Why the hell are you questioning me? You don't know shit.
It turns out that the bear is a shapeshifter. In cahoots. No, just everything Tia is saying is true, it turns out.
It's only my second week as a detective, you know, so you get some right, you get some wrong, you know? I don't know about the crate, but I will make a note in my chicken scratch that's barely legible because I'm barely literate for people who are smarter than me to figure this shit out. Because we're like scouting up here, right? And then like, I don't remember all the things Moore had said. Or are we not scouting? Is this not my job? Am I doing somebody else's job?
You're supposed to look for something called the Guardian and disable it.
I'm guessing it's not a bear.
Well, I'm pretty sure Mardville doesn't want a crate.
It's actually a broken one.
Doesn't Arsenal have an investigation?
Maybe. He does not, but he does have intelligence.
Oh, okay. That's why we kept falling back to him being the detective. All right. So little mushroom starts running off again.
Dude. You're gonna get yourself in trouble, you and your 9 hit points. You can put him on a leash.
He attaches himself to Ricara.
Good boy. Pat him on his squishy head.
His squishy 9 hit point head.
It's like, careful, it's still a little soft.
So then I continue scampering on down the trail just like he was doing. Just kidding. I'm doing it carefully because even though sometimes it seems like it, I'm actually not an idiot. Why is there a trail if nobody comes here? Obviously, somebody comes here because they're smuggling Underdark stuff. All right, do we gotta do more stealth checks or we just continue?
You can do more stealth checks.
Okie dokie. I get actual advantage because of my special armor now. Because before it was just not disadvantage. 16 for stealth.
Arsenal, I could say 20.
I got an 11 total.
We did pretty good on stealths. Go ahead and move half your movement. Half your full movement, I should say.
Da-da.
So for most people, that's 30 feet.
So basically your movement without the ability to dash or anything like that is what you're saying.
You do notice some tracks on this trail. Humanoid shaped footprints here, but they're pretty heavy. It's probably orcish or hobgoblin.
There were orcs down below with the druid. Are bits of this map supposed to be missing?
Yeah, I don't have the map for this part right here, but this is basically just more grass that goes up.
I'm only asking to make sure that I'm not needing to reload or whatever.
Yeah, I forgot to make mention of this. I don't have all the map pieces in because I couldn't find them all, and I wasn't gonna. Anyway, past this, you see the mountain peak itself where the snow starts. And then if you look on this trail here, just past your vision, it actually starts ascending pretty quickly. And you see over here, what looks like a minecart rail track that goes into another cave.
I remember this game.
Mario Minecart.
Yeah, Diddy Kong Minecart Chase or whatever that little mini game was called in the Donkey Kong games.
All right, so on this trail, it kind of ends to this area here, which is, as you can see on the map, it's like a finished stonework thing, but it's quite ancient, like the statues. And you see what looks like a tomb that was here, but it's exposed. It looks like it's been entered several times. And broken into and entered, I should say.
We should probably enter it again, see what's going on, see if there's another bear in cahoots with the druids and orcs.
Since all of you have really good hearing, I think you're all elves or orc. Wait, no, orc don't have super good hearing, do they?
I know I have pretty good sight.
They have super good skin that's hard to rip. I don't know about hearing. They have elf ears, though.
And then arsenal, so from this cave up here, you do hear ticking sounds, which sound like rotating cogs and gears. So you got two ways to go here.
So that's potentially the guardian. Oh no, I want to check out the tomb. I think it's Cecil's tomb. Mostly that's the only ancient name I know as of about an hour ago.
I'm good to check out the tomb.
What do you think, Caesar? You want to go tomb spelunking?
He's attached to Rikara.
Then that's a yes.
Are you still moving to the tomb stealthily?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roll again?
Yep.
Arsenal gets a 10.
18!
So I rolled a 14 plus another 4, so it's 18. 20 total. Still half, right?
Yep, still half for movement.
Do we need a, perception or something? See if there's danger afoot?
You don't think there is up here around you anything. Off in the distance this way, you see what probably is an encampment, but it's hard to make everything out. You can't really hear anything from it. It's not on the map, obviously. I meant to have this be bigger, but it's down a cavern, not a cavern, the peak has a cliff over here, and you see smoke coming up, essentially. What looks like a fire. You're starting to get to a clearing of through the trees. That's why they're so sparse, and that's why you're able to see that.
Should we check out the tomb or ambush the encampment?
I was thinking, I don't mind checking out the tomb first. My only thought is if we do pursue that and not know what's in the encampment, then I wonder what other danger would befall us. Or maybe we could ask those people in that encampment to join us.
Been hanging out with me too much. Think everybody's your friend.
We should throw some steak at him.
I got some fresh scraps, you know. Is scouting out the encampment something we can do, or we don't have a map for that?
We don't have a map for that, but you can do it. So if you're stealthing, let's see this. 1, 2. Give me 3 stealth rolls real quick. Whoever is moving to scout out the encampment anyway.
19, 20, and 16.
Tia's definitely going.
4, 17, and 10.
What's your dex?
Oh, duh. Okay, so my dex is 2, so 9 is one of them, 12 is one of them, and 19 is one of them then.
All right, the last one was a 19. That's good. Arsenal, did you roll those 3 are yours?
Yeah, 13, 9, and 6. No modifier.
All right, Tia, you're pretty sure there's about 20 orc down there.
Oh.
Army shit.
You see a banner set up down there with, you would recognize, a pirate banner. These are bandits.
Well, shucks.
Do you think they'll help us?
So the odds of the 3/4 of us picking off enough of them to not die when they come after us? Pretty low, eh?
Yeah, I'd say so.
How fast can you shoot?
Arsenal, you hear from down here, from the tomb, you hear something start speaking in Orc, and it seems to be directed up the stairway. They seem to be addressing you. You believe they heard you. Is Orcish a language you have?
Nope. He has Common and Dwarven.
I'm part Orc, so I think I can understand.
Okay. You are near enough as well. They didn't hear you, so they seem to be... They seem to think there's somebody... They're expecting somebody. They're asking, what's taking... Or what took you so long? Get down here.
We should send in Rikara. She looks like them.
But how do I know who they're expecting? But I don't want to put Caesar in trouble, because he's only 9 out of 15 still.
I'll fix him.
Okay, so can I leave Caesar here or Kaiser here and go down there?
If you want to.
Okay, I just want to make him safe, so that's what I'll do. How can I, or do you have to detach him from me?
I'll have to detach him.
Oh, okay.
So I gave him another potion for another 9.
No.
Ooh,
so he's
okay.
Probably full healed.
Okay, well then, he can, if he wants to come back with me, he can, but if he wants to stay safe, I'll leave that up to him.
He'd probably blow your cover.
So I figure you can, like, take the lead, because they're probably expecting Orcs, and you can take Arsenal and Caesar as your, like, I don't know, slaves or something, and I'll just kind of creep in behind and try and, like, stay out of sight and... You know, watch your back.
Okay.
Watch your 6. Is that what they say? I think.
Probably.
Sounds good. Thank you. And I will.
It descends from this way. Down here, let me put him in. Let me sync our views real quick. Is that okay for everybody? Y'all ready?
Sure. Uh-huh.
I cannot see anything.
All right. I can see something now.
There we go.
You guys are not down there per se yet. It's Rikara going down the stairway, but that's so you guys can see too.
Okay.
Unless you're coming down, like, literally right behind her.
No, I was going to hang back a little bit and try to, like, stealth, because I know I don't belong here, but it can maybe be believable that she's got some interesting followers, because Arsenal looks valuable, and mushrooms are weird and rare, so, you know.
He's attached to Rikara by, like, he just, like, smacks his face against her, and then, like, suction cups to her.
So she's growing fungus.
Right, yeah.
She's got a bit of a rash going on.
And this orc, as soon as you walk down the stairs, Rikara says, wait, who are you?
I am here looking for Cecil.
He's indisposed right now.
Indisposed? How so?
Yeah, he's been dead for thousands of years.
Oh, has he now?
Well, you like a friend of his?
Yes.
Really? Well, do you know where he, like, how to get into his tomb then?
Out of character, I totally messed up, didn't I, just now?
Say yes. We got these tools. We can do this.
Yes, we can. I tell him.
Okay.
I mean,
you can go ahead and roll a persuasion check.
You should tell him you need to bring in your expert.
Oh, that's not good. He just crit his insight. Oh.
Oh, but maybe I did mine. Hold on. 18. Okay. Yeah. He said it's perception? Or no, persuasion. So charisma. Oh, dang it. It's a -1. 17. Shit.
17 versus 19.
Dang.
Kaiser unsuction cups from Rikara and says, we definitely know. So go ahead and roll again, Rikara. See if you can somehow beat it, but I don't think you will. You're being helped by Kaiser. This is
don't eat my bow.
I don't believe you. Look at your robes. You're one of the monks.
What, a monk can't be a friend with a dwarf?
That's racist.
A dead dwarf? Really?
Different plane of existence.
He's not buying it. He's gonna...
Dang!
Sell him some steel.
This is a combat situation. He draws his sword.
Okay, well, so do I. Draw mine.
He rolled a 17.
10. Okay, so 14.
For initiative.
Oh, I should probably roll that too, huh?
How much did you get? 12?
Wait, for initiative? Yeah, 12.
All right, I'll let you guys update it. I don't know who's going first. It's probably Tia, though.
I have much initiative. Not very much intelligence, but much initiative. Where am I?
You are probably 10 feet from where your token is.
So, shoot range?
Yeah, you can shoot down there. Past everybody, depending. They might give them cover.
Pew pew. Hey, an 18 isn't a bad roll.
An 18 will be a hit.
Yeah, because then I add 5. So that's a 23. I still didn't get my D8 out, so I'm still going to use this. 6 damage to whoever is right there. I'm shooting disbelief off his face.
Six damage, you say?
Six damage, that's correct.
All right, is that your turn?
Oh, wait, does that count as, like, the ambush thing? I do another?
Yeah, I mean, it's only round 35.
This is a new battle, okay?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so 13 plus 5 is 18.
Yep.
That is another 8. Piercing, if that matters.
Does not. Is that your turn?
Let's say yes.
Arsenal.
I suppose Arsenal will charge up to him and make an attack. It's a 21 to hit for 11 bludgeoning damage. That is Arsenal's turn.
All right, so I'm going to try to shoot him with my bow. Or wait, no, did I say sword last time? I can't remember.
Yeah, you drew a sword out, and then now you're going to shoot him with your bow?
No, I'm gonna try to slash him up, but I think I got to... Yeah, I was going to say, but I got to get closer. So, well, try, because 13 to hit, I don't think would hit. So that's 19. So does that at least hit?
It does.
Okay. So then that would be my punch, right? So
yeah.
I believe it's just a 1d4, so it's 1 damage.
Plus your, I think your damage bonus, wouldn't it be?
So 3 then, right? So, yep. So 3 damage, and I believe that's my turn.
Kaiser, so you did tell him to stop melee, right?
Yeah, I said he could do melee. That's fine.
So you like spores.
Actually, wait. Shit. I just realized. Okay. Well, I can't take it back.
No, he misses anyway.
He was ready and rearing to hop in there. He's like, okay. Where is he going?
Behind the orc so that there's room. Because, you know, 5 intelligence. He's going to stay right there.
He should stick to the orc's neck so that he can't, like, hit him. Has to unstick him first.
Yeah, orc's like, oh, shit. For 20, that's 2 hits with his great club against Arsenal, right? Or does 20 not hit?
20 is a hit, yeah.
So that's 16 damage to Arsenal. Tia, it's your turn.
Oh, dear. How does cure wounds work?
You have to touch.
No, but what I add is the D8. D8 plus my wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I will stow my bow and go get touchy with Arsenal. I can do that up a level for like 2d8, right?
Yeah.
That's plus 2. So 17 hit points for Arsenal.
Hell yeah.
Doesn't that max you out? No, it doesn't. Shouldn't I?
He was at 8 before.
Oh yeah, because he got hit by the bear too, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he drank a potion afterwards, and that healed him a little bit, but not entirely.
Well, it is your turn, Arsenal.
Arsenal will counterbunk. That's 12 to hit, so I suppose that's a miss. That is Arsenal's turn.
Rikara.
Aren't I still at 6 hit points from the bear, or was I healed?
You were healed by something.
Okay, thank you to whoever healed me, or whatever healed me. 19 to hit.
That's a hit.
Yay. All right. 1d8 plus 2.
Oh, maybe you still are at 8, actually.
Oh, no, it'd be 6.
6 hit points?
I think so. Unless I was healed 2.
Okay. And then you did 8 damage to this guy just now?
Yes. But that's just for the first hit. The second hit, I'm punching him in his face. 19.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty big punch. So
oh, there
6
we go.
Damage with that. So, ha.
Not kidding.
That's my turn.
Kaiser, he needs to up his game if he wants to play with you guys. And he misses. Orc. Arsenal is still right there. He doesn't realize Rikara has low hit points.
Yeah, I didn't know either because it showed her hit points as full.
I totally forgot that.
8, 12, and 7. Looks like a miss twice. It's Tia.
Can I sidle on in, like, past Arsenal to the other side of the orc?
He's blocking the path in, actually. But yeah, I'll let you. I was going to do it with Kaiser, too, so.
That's what I was thinking, but, I mean, to be fair, he is squishy, so.
I think it can pretty easily move through a friendly creature's space.
Yeah, and Arsenal's friendly, so I'll let you just, like, squeeze through there. But normally, no, I don't think anybody should be able to get through there. But I don't feel like playing like that right now.
I duck under his armpit. He raises his arm, you know, we do a little dance. And then I pull out 2 rapiers and stab the orc twice. For 18 and 21.
2 hits.
Nice.
That's pretty low, but it's still 10.
Arsenal.
Arsenal will go for a booming bonk. That's a 6 to hit. All right, that's Arsenal's turn.
Rikara.
All right, so I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to try to slice this dude up. Well, try being the operative word.
It was a 20 for half a second. and then it was
right.
Not.
So 12, I don't think that hits, right?
No.
Okay, so let's do for punching 19.
That is a hit.
6 damage.
He's going to try and do the same thing, Kaiser. Oh, he actually hits. For 8 damage, guy is knocked to 1 hit point. And Kaiser's like, I thought I killed him.
That's orcs for you.
Nice try.
Where's his attacks? All right, Arsenal's taking 2 swings again. 12 and 22 is finally a hit. 7 damage to Arsenal. So, like, he's like, why is this thing still standing? Tia.
I'll fix it. 17 and... 14.
All right, you managed to have slipped under him with your athletics down the stairs, like slid, like on a rail, you know, type thing, except just like the air, because there's not safety rails to crypts, really, somehow. And then you stab him from the back and he's dead.
And I rob him blind.
You and Kaiser jump on the body and are both just digging through him. All right, you find a map on him. It looks like of this dungeon itself. It looks like it's marked with areas that they want to get into to take things. It also notes that there's several traps in here, but they're not all marked, and some of them aren't very clear as to what the traps are. Some of the areas just say, don't go this way, there is a trap.
I imagine that's probably accurate. Curiosity would probably also get the better of me.
So I feel like this might be a good place to pause, because this is going to be something of a dungeon crawl for, I don't know, like half an episode at least.
Okay.
Give you a chance to fill out the map. But before we continue, I want Ricara to either drink a potion or I need to touch her.
Hey, I'm down for either one, man, because, yeah, I'm not doing so hot.
We got to get OSHA down here, too, and get some safety rails down here.
I'm, like, holding my face together from that orc slashing me up.
I only can give you 7.
Thank you, Tia. Do I have more potions? How many do I have?
I had 3 noted down. I had 3 noted down on my sheet, and you gave 1 to your thing, so you probably have 2.
Okay, so I need to write that down, and I have 2 potions left. And I don't want to use... Because I think the Cecil guy, he's going to be a bit crazy. So I don't want to use one of my other 2 in case one of y'all need it. But after rest, I'll feel better, right?
Yeah, I mean...
I'll heal up.
Is that your hint to the party?
Time for a short rest while we examine the map.
I mean, that was the plan, right? Kind of, technically. I'm trying to remember.
Sure, let's do a short rest so you can eat some dice.
All right, so let's see. You're, what, level 4? Or 3?
3.
Yeah, I was level
3. We were 3, but we also just killed a bear, so.
Obviously, we're 7 now.
Yeah. We absorbed its levels.
So you would have 3 hit die you can roll. Each hit die, you would add your constitution modifier to it to add your hit points. So I would just, like, roll 1d8, see what you get.
Okay.
Not to distract from this or whatever, but back to your question of how in the heck I just have random stakes and stuff. It's actually one of my personality traits I have on my sheet. I hide scraps of food and trinkets away in my pockets while no one is looking. I literally have pockets full of all kinds of random stuff.
Well, then you can take an inspiration.
I already have one. Can I give it to somebody else? Marketplace.
I hate the inspiration caps in the game. Go ahead and Baldur's Gate it.
I get 4.
Yeah. So you got 3 on your die. What's your con modifier?
So my con modifier is a 3.
So you get +6.
Woohoo!
So you're at 19 of 27. You can do another one if you want.
Okay. Do another roll entirely.
Yeah, just do another D8 and add this as well.
6.
+9. Puts you at full hit points.
Woohoo!
But you do have to mark that you use 2 dice, 2 of your hit dice. That should leave you with just 1 for now until your long rest.
Gotcha.
If we're doing a short rest, then for next time, can I have information about the hatchet and the compass?